And now may I speak in the name of the living God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Those lovely words, the picture of the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. And then that picture of Samuel lying down in the temple of the Lord. As many of you know, I was a vicar's daughter, and I was rather taken aback at the age of, I can't be more than six, in the playground, by another little girl coming up to me and said, "I feel so sorry for you, Paula." Why? Because it must be so uncomfortable sleeping on those pews every night. So I quickly reassured my friend that actually I had a home and a bed and didn't actually have to sleep in the church. But it showed what the mindset of others was about what clergy do. Samuel, however, did have to sleep in the temple, or at least take his turn in watching over the lamp of the Lord. And that's what he was doing that night when he heard God call him. And we are told that visions were rare in those days. The words of the Lord was rare, visions were not widespread. He and those with him were guarding the faith in quite tough times. But Samuel, of course, became a crucial figure in the history of salvation, having heard the word of the Lord in his youth and then responding to it, so that he was to grow up to become a much revered prophet over the whole of the country. And he would also be the one chosen by God to anoint the kings. First of all, Saul, that first very tragic figure who became king, but for whom things went so wrong. But then it was also Samuel who found David keeping the sheep and his father's fields in Bethlehem, and anointed him to be the king who would be the centre of the people of Israel, who would give them a sense of togetherness, a sense of worshipping and being the people of God, and who was revered for so many generations, and who himself founded the line from which Jesus himself should spring. And now, of course, we see a new figure coming from Bethlehem. Jesus himself, God in very human form, meeting Nathanael, assessing Nathanael just for looking at him, knowing his strength and his qualities, and promising him the future, the sense of the Son of Man as a conduit to heaven. I wonder if anybody's ever been to Bath Abbey. Yes, do you remember the stonework on the west front of Bath Abbey? With those pictures of the two ladders, with the angels climbing up and down. Very human looking, some of these angels. Some of them getting their robes where they're caught up in the rungs of a ladder. Some of them actually slipping. Others climbing up with apparent great confidence, but all of them using that ladder to get up and down to heaven, the ladder Jacob had seen when called by God and recognising that he too had access to see that there is a way to heaven. Now the ladder is Jesus himself. And it is upon him that we angels and we ascend and descend. That is our route to heaven. That is our strong foundation, the rungs of that ladder, which will not break, which will stand firm, which will be ready to carry us all and to hold us. And so we see that sense of great hope coming in the ministry of Jesus. But of course, we also have to play our part, not to take it for granted, but to work with faith and conviction, and to listen to the voice of God however it comes to us, whether loudly as with Samuel, or gently as so often, or as with Jesus himself, hearing God's voice as the voice of a friend who will never leave us. Amen.